Welcome to the Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical, and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkling of woo-woo.
Where
We're live.
Coffee with Karen, a cup of positivity with just a sprinkling of woo-woo, or more recently, there's been a little bit more than a sprinkling. There's been a few tablespoons added, and today we might be taking it just a little bit further. So in general, most of my guests tend to be around the, they're either coaches, whether it's our mental health or healers or anything around helping people with mental, physical, spiritual perspective, or in general, any combination of the above. And I would say today's guest is a combination of everything. So I'm your host, Karen Roberts. I do come from a very physical healing background, I would say, fitness industry and sports therapy. So heading more towards the woo-woo was a little bit new for me. And I'm loving it. So my guest today, Grant, well, I'm going to allow you to share with the audience a little bit about who you are, what you do, and then share a bit of your story, please.
Okay. Well, what I'm currently doing right now is quantum healing. And people say, how'd you get into that? But it's not just, you don't just wake up one morning and go, do you know what, I'm going to do this? Well, sometimes you can do. Amalgamation of, I was studying a psychology degree and I got absolutely bored. Absolutely so bored because it's so slow, really, really slow. And I thought, I can learn much quicker than this. There's got to be something else out there. So then I studied hypnotherapy, NLP, et cetera, et cetera. And from that, got into past life regressions, and run many workshops in person and online. And I found that it just opened up a whole new world doing past life regression. And I think a lot of it is having an open mind. And by having an open mind, you get access to more things that aren't accessible to, dare I say, the normies.
Right. Well, they do say it's only when you're ready the teacher appears, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to be open initially.
Yeah, I mean, this is where we're going to go super woo-woo. But you think, you know, most hypnotherapists do the, you know, the stop smoking, the weight loss, the phobias, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And not many go into the past life regression. But when you do advanced past life regression, that then goes into alien abduction, psychic attacks, entities, the full works. You know, and it just, the things you see, the things you notice when people you're hypnotizing are speaking in a different voice.
Wow.
Is that someone, well, is someone else who's channeling through them, or they're just being used as a vessel to communicate. And then taking people back to past lives where they find out how they died has a significant effect on their lives today. And their ailments and conditions and illnesses.
Right. So they're carrying it through.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that what you call karma? Is that
in a way, yes. How far woo woo do we want to go? this is a conversation that can go on forever and a day. The more I get into it, the more I see how created it is, our whole construct of what we think the earth is, the spiritual world is, it's all been created.
Right.
All been created for us.
I mean, I suppose in general, which is why we're sort of really doing this, is that I think in the last, I don't know how many years, people have now accepted that there is a direct link between mind and the physical manifestation. Yeah. So that bit's been sort of whether they've tried to, in their ways, proven this. And so now I think a lot of people are coming around to the thought process that, okay, maybe there is a little bit more than just the mental and the physical, and that this is where the sort of emotional and spiritual is coming in. But I suppose because we are so conditioned to use our physical senses, all the rest of it is just based on faith, isn't it? And I'm not talking about the religious faith, I'm just talking about just faith in the unknown.
Well, it is. Well, you have to. I mean, so just going on from the past life regressions, hypnosis, then called quantum hypnosis. So you're going into different realms, et cetera, et cetera. Then into the quantum healing using Rife machines, bioresonance machines, et cetera, et cetera. So that goes there. But again, it's, how can I put it? I believe that certain people are drawn to certain, especially like healers. You know, I never thought in a million years I'd be a healer. Never thought in a million years, because I used to do a lot of psychic readings, mediumship stuff, and you'd always have the healers in the background and they'd never get any recognition ever. You know, I'll go and see them for Reiki, go and see them for, you know, spiritual healing, whatever. And there's always very humble and gone with their stuff. But I think more and more the world, as it's gone on, needs more healers. It really does. Really does, because there's been so much damage done to planet Earth, both physically and etherically.
Right.
And when you realise that, right, now we're going to go super woo-woo, all right, bear with me, bear with me. That we are not the only realm on this planet, this Earth, whatever you want to call it, Gaia, Terra. We're not. I remember years ago just sitting in a spiritual circle and it's claircognizance, it's clairknowing. You just know. You haven't read a book, you haven't seen any information. It's just like, I know this. It just happened. I know. And it's like, oh, I can feel it. There's other worlds going on around us right now. There's other beings, there's other creatures, and they could be walking through us right now and we'd never know. And sometimes that's when you get a shiver or a shudder. It's like, oh, because something's just blended with you.
So is that, again, frequency? So it's different frequencies.
Yep, and this is what I explain to people, because you're always going to get naysayers. You know, oh, you know, when you're dead, you're dead. Right? That's what they believe. If they believe that, that's fine. It's not true, but if they believe it, it's fine. Where's I going with this?
The naysayers,
yeah. The frequency. And so I just explained to them, right, if you're listening to Radio 1 and a car radio, an old-fashioned car, this is with a turny dial, not a push-button one, and then you turn it and tune into Radio 2, for example, where's Radio 1 gone? It's still there. You're just not tuned into it.
Right.
Different frequency. Then it could be just a point of a frequency out as completely different band. So it shows, therefore, understanding frequencies, as Nikola Tesla did, you understand that every single thing is a frequency, and that includes all illnesses. Every single illness has its own unique signature frequency. And that's why using Rife machines, you can dial in that exact illness and get that frequency and hunt and kill that frequency in the body.
And that is, for the listeners out there, if you've never heard of Rife, I've heard of Rife for many years, but that's been around for how long, Grant?
Over 100 years.
Over 100 years.
This technology has been around, well, what we know of it, in this reset, the latest reset, there's been many resets before, and knowledge has been lost, and et cetera, et cetera. Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, he discovered that every single illness and sickness had its own unique frequency. And therefore, he devised a machine that would hunt those frequencies and kill those frequencies. And there's a black and white photo out there somewhere of him around a great big table with scientists and doctors and saying, tomorrow is the end of all illnesses. We've got the cures for everything, and it's frequencies, you know, chopping the frequencies. But didn't come out because the Rockefellers put a stop to it. And then they brought out the 1939 Cancer Act.
Which makes it
illegal to find a cure for cancer. Unless you use chemo, et cetera, et cetera.
They're poison. So for you, I mean, we've jumped ahead a little bit, I think, because So you've gone from being giving readings, being psychic, doing mediumship, yeah, mm-hmm, into the healing arena. Mm-hmm. However, yeah, let's just go back a little bit. So how old are you when you first realized that you were, I suppose, the way it can be explained is that you were tuned in to that, you know, esoteric.
There's a difference. There's a difference of knowing that you are, and between living your life, just doing it. It's like as a child, always, I don't know, it's weird. It's like looking at the world via different eyes, not my eyes. It's like as an observer. So for example, it's going to sound really weird, like an extraterrestrial from another planet. It's like, right, what's going on here then? What's going on? Why are they doing that? That doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like an observer from another planet come down and going, hold on, why are they all doing that? And why are they doing that? That's detrimental to their whole race. Why would they be doing that? And then you stand back and look at things and, well, hold on a minute, they're controlling the strings over there. They're controlling the strings of health, finances, everything. And so to notice that as a kid, that's being awake and awakened as a child, you know?
Right. So you were having an observer's view of the world, but didn't know how or why.
When you're surrounded by family, friends, you know, school teachers, everything, and going into work later on, and everyone around you is in the system, as it were. They're like, you know, it's when like the film The Matrix come out, it's like, oh my God, that all makes sense. There's a film that explains things. You know, and there's quite a few films out there that explain things. One of them is Jupiter Ascending, so that's a must watch.
Oh, haven't seen that.
That lets you know what's going on. and John Carter, that's another good film that tells you, gives you some signs. And but this is it. You wake up. You're classed as a crazy person.
Right.
You have these views, and it's like playing devil's advocate. People say da 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 da, and you go, well, hold on a minute. Have you looked at it from this way?
Right.
Even though you might agree with them, it's always good to say, well, have you looked at it from this point of view? And all you get, as you know, is, oh, what a load of rubbish. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're this, you're that. And they always go on the attack, the defense. But what that's called Mr. Smith syndrome, which is Mr. Smith out of the Matrix, you know? As Neo's
nobody likes to be, I suppose we're seeing that. I think we're seeing that a lot, especially recently, is even when evidence now is starting to come up to say that maybe, just maybe, things weren't quite as they believed it. But I suppose we are conditioned, and our own subconscious mind does like to be right, mm-hmm, at the end of the day. And so it almost, you know, whatever it's given, it will be confirmation of that I'm right. So to be faced with something that will tear down the whole complete belief system that people have had from you know, mm-hmm, being first conditioned since they're children, yeah, is not going to sit. There's going to be some kind of resistance. I can understand that they would.
But that's been implanted. That's been implanted on purpose. It's like people are being chipped up without realizing, but the chip is gone in their mind. That's what it is. And I say to people, look at the majority of the schools in the Western world, you know, like the public schools, the comprehensive schools that we've all gone to, we're roughly taught exactly the same things. Here, America, Australia, New Zealand, we're roughly taught the same things, you know, World War One, World War Two, the King Henry VIII, all this sort of stuff. So it gets, all this trash is put into our minds as children.
Yeah.
And then that goes from like our great-grandparents, grandparents, you know, our parents.
Well, they've only been there because they only know what they were taught in school.
Well, this is it. But then it gets passed down and down and down, and people take that as fact, and it's not. So we're taught to be the sheep, where those other families that their kids go to Oxford, Cambridge, Eton, Harvard in America, all those sort there, they're taught to be the farmers.
Yeah, sure.
So they're the farmers. Your farm, your job is to be a farmer, whether that's a lawyer, banker, doctor, blah, 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 up here, head of a corporation, and all these are going to be your consumers. That's it. Your technical consumer.
The peasants down there.
The useless eaters, as Prince Philip once said.
Yeah.
The useless eaters. Well, they create.
And then, I mean, I know, and then there are certain things. So certain parts of history would be still then taught differently in certain. I mean, I've always thought that, you know, at the end of the day, it's only going to be whoever won gets to write the history books. Yeah. And there'll be certain people, like something came up recently about Spain and about the Spanish Armada. And it was like, well, hang on, in Spain, they get taught something very different to what we get taught in England.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's just within the history that's been spread around globally at the moment. Whether that's true or not is a completely other thing. So that's for you, going into becoming a healer.
Yeah.
Wanting to heal. I mean, how long ago were we talking about?
Okay, right. We're going to have to clarify the word healer, because throughout the whole of my life, I've always wanted to help people. Always.
Yes.
If I see someone less fortunate, or someone who's stuck, or, you know, someone, some old lady's trying to get her shopping bags into the car, it's pouring down the rain, anything. I just, right, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. And that is a healer.
Yes.
That is a healer. So to have the title, I am a healer, you know, do you, where do you class that from? From birth, from when I started studying hypnotherapy, psychology?
It's all part of the same, because nobody at the end of the day heals. There's some kind of channel. It's the body will heal itself. It's just you have the knowledge and the machine to help and put the body in the correct position, right?
Yeah.
So quantum healing. Let's start there. Can you share what is this? It's a new word for some. So how do you explain quantum healing?
Well, a lot of people like using new catchwords, new trend words. So quantum's coming to that quite a bit. Yet again, the word quantum has been around for over 100 years, but it hasn't been used. Again, it's been suppressed. Why? Because it benefits us. You know, quantum physics, quantum healing, quantum mechanics. You know, there's many aspects. With the quantum healing, for example, when I do a bioresonance scan, which scans the whole body from head to toe and picks up any illnesses, sicknesses, viruses, bacteria in the body, all the way down to DNA level. And then if I can just show this. This is my magic black box. And via this, all people need to do is send in a fingernail clipping, a small fingernail clipping, which goes inside that. And I can then scan your whole body just from your fingernail clipping via quantum entanglement.
Wow. Now,
quantum entanglement. This is a phrase, again, devised by Einstein. And quantum entanglement means, okay, if you chop a little bit of your fingernail off and put it anywhere in the world, you're still connected to it via the quantum. Can't see it, can't feel it, but it's there. Pretty much like the radio thing, which should move into a different frequency. We can't see that.
Yes. You know?
If there's any special glasses out there that we could see that, that'd be phenomenal. But there isn't at the moment. So that's quantum entanglement. And on the same precipice where we can find what's wrong via the scan, and then via the Rife machines, we can put a program on whatever symptom you've got. And again, via quantum entanglement, via a fingernail clipping put into the remotes, it then sends healing frequencies to your body, no matter where you are in the world.
Wow.
So it's like a mobile phone, I suppose. If you know, you could say, right, you're here, and I'm going to chop this fingernail off, and I'm going to attach it to a mobile phone and send it to Australia.
Yeah,
that's how it works. You're connected that way.
Absolutely, and there are more and more things. You know, I myself, which is why I sort of connected with you, I think in the beginning, was because I have a very small device that does exactly that. Just sends out the frequency. So that's like a small part of what you can actually do.
Yeah.
for people. And this stuff has been, you know, this stuff has been proven. And the thing is, I think, you know, it is where, you know, science is coming toward. I mean, at the end of the day, I think woo-woo, we've named it woo-woo, but it is what it is. It's energy. That's what we are.
That's how it was originally. Yes. It was all like that originally. Churches were healing centers before they were called churches. You know,
right.
I think most churches, if not all of them, the original old churches, were built on old pagan sites. Old pagan sites. So they felt the energy of the land and knew it. And then especially like the old churches that have the round windows with like kind of patterns in them, they never used to have glass. That was cymatic. So they'd play the organ and it would just put out certain frequencies.
There we go.
To the local village, the local town.
And it's interesting. It does seem to, things are seem to be coming back. You are seeing more and more, because I suppose modern day, you know, the modern day man, everybody wants to see, you know, before they can believe it, they want to see it.
Yeah.
Which goes against anything anyway. You've got to believe it first before you see it. However, because they are such physical beings, we are seeing more. You know, you could see the patterns when they're doing vibration. It is like a perfect snowflake or something like that. Yes. You know, we are, I think people are coming to that understanding that there is something, you know, that, you know, maybe there's something in this vibration thing, because it is what it is, whether they believe it or not. However, I think more and more people are coming, you know, they're being shown these things that are totally related. At the end of the day, everything is vibration.
On the flip side is, because being involved in spiritual circles for many years, albeit not for the past 2 or 3 years, because I saw a massive change happening, which I wasn't a change. The spiritual world, the spiritual churches, I think we've got about 650 spiritual churches here in the UK. And I have a service every single Sunday night at 6:30 all around the UK at the same time. So therefore, that's energy there.
Yeah.
But what you tend to find is that, and they were saying this years ago, saying we need fresh blood in the spiritual circles. It's all the people in their latter stages of life. Normally, they've lost a loved one, a partner. Right. It's mostly full of older women, so it doesn't give us men much chance, does it really? But it's normally older women, and they're sitting there, and it's kind of their social thing for the week,
right? Rather than really
getting involved in it,
it's because when changed.
I was in it, I'd like to ask lots of questions, and what about this, and what about that, and what, and no one could answer, no one could answer. And so I thought, this isn't for me. There's no growth, right?
Right.
Now, I saw a few mediums that were quite nasty, very nasty. They'd treat people like absolute crap behind the scenes.
But right,
up on stage, they'd be like this, that, and the other, and they'd be saying, my team does what I tell them to do, like the spirit team's like, well, hold on a minute, you should have mutual respect there. And then this is when I found out, of other experiences, that some people's spirit guides are actually demons pretending to be their spirit guides.
Right, so people are being...
They're very crafty. You've got to know the feeling. And I picked up on that once when I was doing the Ouija board, and people go, oh, my God, the Ouija board, you're opening portals to hell. Sometimes you may do. Sometimes you may do. But how are you going to learn? How are you going to learn and grow and develop? You won't if you always restrict yourself. So I've done it many times, and I've had demonic entities come through, and I've had a chat with them. And it's like, okay, right, this is new. Where are we going with this? You have to stay in control at all times and keep your frequency high.
Ah.
Because if you keep your frequency low, which is where sickness and illness come in, then these entities love it and they latch on. They really latch on. And then they start feeding off of you, which is then called louche. That's their food. These spiritual entities. Yeah, it's called louche.
So and it really is. It really is. Everything is, everything is energy, and everybody's vibration. Without people, you know, even believing in this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. but they will still understand that when they feel in a low vibration, they're not feeling great. You know, things sort of, you know, well, things can get added to it, right? And you can't even see the things that are in a higher vibration. So it makes a lot of sense that, yes, you, if you keep your vibration high, then that's going to, you're protected, I suppose, in a way.
But you've also got to be mindful of that. I tell you, this so-called spiritual awakening has now become very trendy. And then with trendy, you get a lot of infiltrators and fakes.
Right.
They just, oh, look, I'm worthless. So how can I fit in? Oh, I'm going to be spiritual. Oh, look at me. I'm love and light. I'm banging a drum. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And people go, oh, aren't they a lovely person? No, actually, they're quite shit. But they're pretending. They're just pretending. Spiritual bypassing.
And it's
happening a lot. And it's, I'm pleased that I've had such a good standing in learning about spiritualism, healing, this and the other, from the old-fashioned way.
Right. Because how? So where does this fit in? How did you sort of come about all this? Because for a lot of people, myself included, I was not really introduced to this until very, very late. So you've been involved since a child. So how did that come about?
I think from my first experience of seeing something was as a young child, and my dad was carrying me. I was on his shoulders, and so I was facing behind him. And I went, and he said, "What'd you do that for?" I said, "To the clown over there." Right? And he went, "What clown?" I said, "The clown right there. Can't you see the clown?" He said, "No." It's like, why a clown, right? So therefore, that's something. And it may not necessarily be a clown. It may be a loved one, a spirit guide, your higher self, whatever, coming through as a clown to a child so you're not scared.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is what a lot of people don't realize. They may see spirit guides or feel them, but they may not be what they're showing.
Okay. Yes. Because again, we're just using our physical.
Of course, they're using your knowledge base. They know. They go, okay, what are they scared of? What are they not scared of? And they go, all right, we'll come through as that. You know?
Right.
And one of my friends, when we was in spiritual circle, she had a spirit guide come through, and she said, "Oh my God, is this sexy, hunky, naked Greek god? You know, like this. Oh, yes. Oh, yes." And then next week at the circle, said, "Oh, he's got a loincloth on." Oh, that's a bit depressing. Next week, proper fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
I had to come through that way for you to get your attention.
To get your attention.
It shows you. It's not limited. It's only limited by people's minds.
Well, I would say that with everything, isn't it?
Yeah. But this is it. But the funny thing is with people is, they may not have restrictions with their minds in one thing, but they have restrictions on their minds in other things. So they can't reflect and go, "Oh yeah, I didn't realize. I'm completely open about this, but I'm not open about that."
Mm.
Why then? You're putting the prejudices and the limitations on yourself.
But is that not, again, down to the way we have been conditioned, schooled, told that this is rubbish? Mm-hmm. And we're daydreaming, or you know, that's not real, because unless we can touch it, see it, taste it, smell it, it's all down to the physical senses, then it doesn't exist, and that's what we've been taught. So do you think that people have just been conditioned to cut that off or to ignore it? That if they did think they see something, they make excuses for it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, One interesting thing doing a Ouija board many years ago is people may laugh, they could laugh, don't care, but an extraterrestrial come through, right? And it was that when you've been doing it for as long as I've been doing it, you can feel the energy difference, like with a glass moving. You can feel it. You feel, okay, right, this is a bit different. You can feel the energy. It takes a long while to learn that. And it's like, okay. And it was really laborious. It was like, God, this is painfully slow. I was getting arm ache. I think, was it slowing out? And then, but once it got used to it, because also you have to teach the spirit world as well and extraterrestrials as well. Okay. It's what a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people put themselves below the spirit world and extraterrestrials. And that's not true. So therefore, it's like, okay, come on. I know you're here. Let's build the energy up. Once it knew where it was going, it was the fastest thing in the world. It was like, and I was having trouble deciphering what it was saying. I'm saying, calm down, calm down.
And does that not scare? Did that you weren't scared at any point?
No, because I know who I am. I know who I am and what I'm capable of. And I'm meeting all spirits, all extraterrestrials on an even keel. That's it. I'm not putting myself above them, and I won't accept if they say they're above me. That's it. Right. No, we're mutual. We're mutual. I want to learn from you, and you can learn from me. That's fine. And I said, where are you from? And the thing is, when you're doing it, being psychic too, is that you can feel what they're going to say before they even spell it out. And they start doing it, and it said, from Andromeda, Andromedan, right? So I started chatting to it, and I said, oh, and I could feel it. I'm going, okay, you're a young Andromedan. I can feel it. You're young, aren't you? I said, yes, right? I said, how old are you? And it went, 125, right? My friend I was doing it with laughed their head off. And I said, what's so funny? He said, well, how's 125 young? I said, there you go, thinking with your human mind again. I said, 125 is extremely young. It's a baby where you're from, isn't it? I said, yes. I said, what's your average lifespan? About 4,000 to 5,000 years old. I said, our elders live to about 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 years.
Wow.
125 is nothing, right? Wow. I had lots of this was going on for over an hour. This is phenomenal, right? And the funny thing is, this I'll never forget this. And my friend, she went, can I speak to it? Can I speak to it? Just because she wants to say I've spoken to an extraterrestrial. Can I speak to it? And he went, no. he went, I love the man's voice. Thought, wow, okay, this is a bit. So I'm learning through it. It's like, okay, right, let's go with this. And said, I have to go because the elders are coming, right? So, okay, so I had to go because I'm always going to be told off. But then literally, I waited a couple of minutes, and then they come back in. And said, oh, I said, are they okay with you communicating with them? I said, yeah, they're okay. I said, how are you communicating with me? Are you using like telepathy or something? I said, no, using a machine, like just whatever. I don't know what they've got, obviously more advanced than what we've got, but communicating that way. And I said, and they started explaining they've got ships under the sea, both sides of America, you know, and that's where the biggest activity is, the Gulf of Mexico, with all naval craft, like ships and submarines. The Gulf of Mexico is the biggest place for the congregation. Right. The world's submarine. So no matter what they're saying out there, they're against, they're having war with so-and-so and so-and-so, under the sea, they're all together. Right. And Antarctica, that's another story.
But we need to have a show for that.
Yeah, I asked this Andromedan, that's right, his name was Cake, K-A-Y-K. I said, Cake, I can't call you Cake, because Cake here is something we eat. You know, can I call you Kay? I said, yes. And I went, well, that's a bit weird. Isn't there a Kay in the film Men in Black? That's very weird. Right? So I said, what is Earth? What is the planet Earth? And do you know what it's spelt out?
Oh, no. What?
A zoo. A zoo. You are a zoo. That's it. We see you as a zoo. You're just animals, creatures that we can look at and go, oh, they're doing this, and let's feed them this, and let's do that.
And is that because we are so focused on the physical and we haven't even got into the other stuff?
We have. Listen, there's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. Absolutely nothing new. All this has been done before many, many times. It's just been rehashed. I mean, people think it's the year 2022. That's just a made-up number. That's not what it is. We're at least, we're nearer 1022 than 2022. They've added on another 1,000 years of history. Okay. Wow. And you can find that in any old church. If you find the date stone, rather than saying something like, I don't know, 1578, it will say I578 or J578. So it's not a one. You see?
I mean, it's just a whole, it's a whole rabbit hole to go down, isn't it? The whole thing.
Yeah, it is. It's so hard, you know, to explain in 5 minutes, right? Everything you've ever been taught is a lie. Everything. Your history, where you're from, every single thing is a lie. You know?
And everything with regards to what's been going on at the moment, you know, at the end of the day, even if we just look back, I don't know, the last 100 years. So, you know, in the lifetime of our parents, grandparents, the difference in people's health. So, you know, you look at, you know, you look at just a picture of a beach in the 70s, the general people compared to now. There's a huge difference. And, you know, a lot of people will say, I had this conversation the other day and somebody said, well, you know, we don't do as much exercise. I thought it's got nothing to do with the exercise. It totally, totally missing the point. Yes, we are more sedentary, but that's just a small part of it. Mm-hmm. It's the whole other
thing. Everything.
What we are, what we eat. How much has food changed in the last
the funny thing is, I saw a meme the other day, and it's one of those that stuck in my head. And it's a picture of a supermarket with all the products on there, mostly crisps and stuff like that. And it said 90% of these products weren't around 100 years ago, and neither were 90% of today's illnesses and sicknesses.
There you go. And that is
I wonder what's causing all these illnesses.
I can't figure it out. Let me have a little think.
Plus, you've got all the EMF, you know, electromagnetic frequencies. It's we're being bombarded daily with Wi-Fi, the phones, and the dirty electricity, which is going around our homes. You know, it's creating circuits and making us sick. You know.
Well, it's everything. So, I mean, I know we are on a like mind with regards to, you know, obviously the germ theory is the establishment's.
It makes them their money.
We are more terrain theory. So for the listeners, explain what terrain theory is.
Well, terrain is, you see the meme where you've got the fish in a bowl, two fish bowls. One fish bowl is dirty and one fish is clear, you know? So the fish bowl that's dirty with a fish in it, germ theory is let's vaccinate the fish, even though its environment is toxic and dirty, all right? Just vaccinate the fish to make it, but give it some medicine. But with terrain theory, what they do is they clean the terrain. They clean the water, get the dirty water out and put fresh, clean water in, and then...
And what happens? The fish heals itself.
Thrive. And that's funny. It's funny because one of our detox programs is called the Terrain Program, 11-day detox. And it works on removing the heavy metals from the body, viruses, cleans your lymph, cleans your blood, your kidneys, all that sort of stuff. To prepare.
Which is, I mean, you know, and I think to anybody, you know, forget what you've been taught for a moment, but even just logically speak, as you know, if people have had a goldfish, they will know that's true. Clean environment, you know, we cannot be living, and the thing is you know, people will say to me, oh, you know, that's what, you know, we have all these organs in our body to filter this out, but as you've just said, these things were not around, like if we've been around for millions of years, just in the last 100 years, for all these new chemicals, how is the body supposed, the body's never going to be able to deal with it. No. So from your point of view, yes, right, so detox. So run me through your whole program. You have, so you have this scan.
You've got a bioresonance scan, which scans your complete body, everything, eyeballs, teeth, your nerves, your blood vessels, everything down to your DNA, everything.
So all the different systems in the body, and then you can do a detox. And so, as you said, what do we need? Because, right, for the listeners out there, they'll think, well, yeah, I can do a detox. I can just go on a juice. What is a juice detox going to do for somebody?
Well, I just said this to someone earlier. They're going, oh, you know, their child is always ill. and said, oh, do you know what? We're going to cut out this. I said, but I've had years and years of crap. Years and years. But this is what people do. They approach it and they say, well, I did a detox last week and it didn't work. I said, what? Hold on. It has to be a lifestyle change. Not just, oh, I've given up drink for a week and, oh, you know, I haven't felt anything, so I'm going to have 10 pints. And this is what it is. So, and it's the same thing with working with frequencies. You know, it has to penetrate the body like continuously. And that's therefore why we do the scan. Then we do the 11-day detox terrain program that works on removing, you know, works on removing stuff from the body, any toxins from the body. And you've got to drink plenty of water to flush it out. And then we devise a program via scan results on what we can run for a few months so the frequencies get a good chance at penetrating any sick frequencies. But at the same time, you know, again, with Joe Public, it's, you can tell them what to do. Whether they do it or not is a different story. So they say, right, this is what you need. But to help your body along, you need to drink so much water a day. You need to do this a day. You need to do X, 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 you know.
But the problem, I mean, the problem is, or the problem I see is that we have, again, through, you know, whatever's happened over however long, is everybody says they want change or they want something different. Or even if they've got an illness, they want to be healthy. But because from a child, they've been brought up to believe, right, when you're sick, you go to the magic person in a white coat and they give you a magic pill to make you better. So we live in this instant gratification era where we don't want to take responsibility of our bodies. We want to continue doing the same things, even though the accumulation of those bad things has caused us to have this illness. But we think that it's okay to continue as we have done and get a magic pill from somebody in a white coat. I mean, the whole thing is based on when you do step back and look at that, you just think, and they think that's going to work.
Yeah.
Like, right, how crazy. You know, nothing happens overnight.
No,
and even with what you're saying with this amazing machine, even that, it's not going to happen overnight.
Oh, that's right.
You're working on
it's just getting people's mindset changing because years ago I was doing the hypnogastric band, helping women lose weight, and I was getting women losing like 4 stone in 4 months, you know, just via the mind, let alone exercise regimes. And one of the key things is when people lose weight, they tend to then find another bad habit, which might be smoking or drinking, because drinking keeps off the weight, believe it or not, even though it's got calories in. But you see alcoholics, you never see a fat alcoholic, they're very skinny, all right? So but what it is, as in hypnosis, what we're taught is when you're a child, if you lose a toy, if you lose something, you're going looking for it forever until you've got something that replaces it,
right?
Better, or I can't find that toy, but now I've got this one, this is my thing now. And that psyche sticks in the human mind, so that when people try to do lifestyle changes and they've got to give something up, in their mind they're losing something,
right?
They have to find something to replace it with. So what my job is to do is to say, right, okay, right, that's gone, that bad habit has gone, now we're going to have to put in this good habit to replace it, and not allow them to watch the telly or get society to say, buy this, buy that, go on a holiday, do this, buy a new car, the flashiest car in the world, get an electric car, you know, do this. And it's just keep away from that stuff. Keep away from it.
I mean, that makes a lot of, one of the first self-development books I think I ever read was Psycho-Cybernetics. And he was a plastic surgeon that realized that, you know, his people are coming to him because they want a new nose or they want to look like this. And and then they'd come back for more because that wasn't the problem. It was there. Yeah. It was all up here. It was how they perceived themselves and that they needed help with the mindset issue. So that totally makes a lot of sense.
On that same track is even when I had clients that were, they were phenomenal. And you know, I haven't done the hypnogastric band for a while, but I really enjoyed doing it, especially when it comes to the surgery stage. I absolutely loved it and the results from it. No physical surgery happened. It's all in here, but right. Their mind thinks it's happening with the sounds, the smells of the operating theatre, the noises, the doctors talking, etc. And they'd wake up and go, oh, my God, I would never believe this if someone had just told me about it, but experiencing it is something else. But then what happens is you go 3 or 4 months and they look completely different. They're now going on holiday, which they've never done before, and their husband's at home. But what happens is when they stop seeing me or whatever, then the bad habits may start coming back in, or family members that are jealous. That's what happens, especially in couples. Happens a lot. The husband gets jealous because now the wife has lost all this weight, is looking good, has changed her outlook on life, wants to go out with friends, wants to go on holiday. The husband's like, I've got to keep, no, you need to come back.
Yes.
Get back on the bottle of wine a night. Get back on the takeaways every night. Get back on that. That's what I want. I don't like you like this. And that's right. What happens.
Because fear of loss again. Fear that she's going to go off.
Well, that's it, rather than encouraging them.
Insecurities, people's insecurities. Yeah. So there's so much, and this is why I suppose, you know, there is, you know, if it was that easy to make a change, then anybody would be doing it. But it seems to me that change is the issue. It's not even the thing. It's not the whether that's starting exercise, whether that's cutting out, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the fact that it seems to be the fact that everybody's going about their lives on autopilot. And if something's got to change, that means they've got to use a lot of energy, I suppose. So going back to energy, they've got to do a lot of energy to actually consciously think about what they're doing and change it. So it's almost like there's resistance to the change. So then what you're doing with the hypnotherapy, see, you've got so many tools in your toolbox because you're dealing with the mindset issues as well.
That's it. So therefore, I can devise, okay, right, let's see where the issue is. Is it a physical issue? Is it a mental issue? It's like, okay, this is what we need to do with you, all right? And what a lot of people, they talk about mindset changes, et cetera, and they don't realise that it's the brain itself that is stopping us from growing. They don't realise it. It's just, most people forget that. It's like, you do realise your brain is there to keep you alive, all right? Yeah. So, and to keep you alive is in your comfort zone. You're, oh, this is what I like. I really like this. And if you go to study something or try something new, your brain goes, oh, no, you're going out of the comfort zone. That's where danger is, outside there. You must come back. So that's where the self-talk comes in. Says, no, don't do it. Don't go there. Don't be healthy. You know, don't think for yourself. Conform.
It's crazy, but it's sad, but it's like an old inbuilt system which served a purpose maybe at one time, but now, or if only people could just simply switch it off.
All this comes from is the Tavistock Institute. All right,
explain
the Tavistock Institute, which is very good at mind control and changing people's habits for the worse.
Right.
I mean, like the whole public, the whole country, not just the countries, I should say, because it goes Tavistock Institute to the MK Ultra, etc. Right.
Yes, it's all too well. Somebody that knows their power.
Yeah.
Is obviously very very dangerous. Really.
Well, this is it. The past 2 years, I mean, God, it's just, well, no one's ever seen anything like it in our lifetime. The mass hypnosis, the mass formation psychosis that's going on. And I say to people, it's like you're trying to wake people up. They're all sleepwalking. Although they seem alive and doing their day to day and whatever, it's like you're sleepwalking. You're under hypnosis. And they laugh. And I said, ask me how I know. Because I'm a hypnotherapist and I can see the signs. And you're displaying them. You're displaying that you're in hypnosis.
And it is. It is a form of that, and
it shuts down cognitive thought. Completely shuts down cognitive thoughts. Like, well, haven't you thought about this? Have you thought that they may be lying? Why would they lie? What are they going to get out of? As soon as I hear that, I said, good luck.
Don't bother.
because it's too much of a. They're not at that level yet to start questioning.
They're not ready to hear it. Like we said at the beginning, when you're ready, the teacher will appear. And for some, it's so on a different level that they're not even going to...
They won't. Well, seeing as... Well, the thing is, I mean, I mentioned this, where are we now? 3 years ago, so 2019, I mentioned there's a great divide coming, a mass divide like we've never seen before. And I was laughed at, ridiculed by other mediums, other healers, all the full words. Oh, here's Grant talking his rubbish again. Oh, look what happened in 2020. Oh, look what happened. Look what's happening still now and still to come. A lot of people don't. They think it's all over. It's still loads more. They've got loads more tools in their toolbox ready to flower humanity. But you even tell people, say, well, look at the Georgia Guidestones. You know, like the kind of like a modern-day Stonehenge thing in America put up in 1980, whatever it was. Yeah. And in different languages, explaining that they need to have the world population down to 500 million.
Million.
Yeah, from 7 billion. So,
and that's not a conspiracy theory. Google it. Right, it's there. There. It's right been there since the 80s.
And then on the Deagle.com website, even where they tell you all the GDP, what the countries earn, what their military budget is, all the different budgets, this, that, and the other, and the population figures. But then you go to 2025, where it's forecast, and the UK population, they're forecasting 14 million. And this is every country in the world. You can check any country, America, right down to whatever it is. And it's all relevant to what's
going on now
on those guidestones and everywhere else. It's like, and in 2019, I'd say to people, how do you think they're going to reduce the world population by billions, not hundreds of thousands, billions? You have no idea. It's going to be like ghost towns everywhere, right? And laugh, laugh, laugh. Lo and behold, this charade comes out.
Yeah.
The charade.
And the latest one.
Yeah, the latest one to get people to take something to, it's like, you know.
How it doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense to give us a vehicle. Get healthy by injecting poison. None of it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, especially, you know, should we laugh? Shouldn't we laugh? I don't know, because it's just
you have to
make humor out of it, because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, because otherwise, you'd be incredibly depressed. But there is help, and I do think that, you know, the vibrational, the frequency healing. I really, you know, there's so many. So much more going on, even down to the real simplistic version of even the what do you call it, the gong therapy, the sound therapy.
Yeah.
Even just on a very basic level, that's it, on a very low level, people can get up after a meditation of hearing those bowls, the Tibetan sound bowls or whatever you want to call them. I mean, come on, you can't not feel good. So that's like one level. Now we're going into a completely different arena. Mm-hmm. And then I've got mine with my frequency. So what you're doing is just sort of, is that on steroids, isn't it?
Yeah. And just... also, here in the clinic, we have scalar, which is phenomenal. Scalar waves. You may see scalar waves up in the sky once they've done their chemtrail spraying, and you see the lines in there, right? The lines, which is frequencies. So they're all about, they're using frequencies to control us, to harm us, to make us sick, using them. But therefore, this scalar equipment tuned into 7.83 hertz, which is the frequency of Mother Earth. And I can also connect the software to it to put any healing frequencies in it. And what it is two boxes. You sit between it. It creates a kind of a rugby ball effect of energy, scalar waves, and just it penetrates into your body.
Wow.
And the great thing is, with a scalar, you can put any medication that people are on. If they need vitamin C, if they need frankincense, you can put it on the scalar, and it then sends those frequencies directly into the body, so you don't have to physically ingest.
Right, makes a lot of sense, and that's been around for ages, because I can remember going to have allergy tests done, and the machine there would... Yeah, they're not giving you, if anybody's gone to one of these, they're not testing you with the thing. They're not testing you with cat hair. They're testing you with the vibration cat hair.
Yeah.
You know, so this stuff has been around and has been used by many therapists. Mm-hmm. I mean, even from my very physical background, even just electrotherapy, ultrasound, what is it? It's sending sound waves. into the body to have some kind of reaction to create, to stimulate the healing response. So, you know, people in the that aren't in the woo-woo, you know, arena have, you know, they must understand that they can see that this stuff is what it says it does because they're using it. At the end of the day, what is an ECG? What is an ECG? Hello, it's measuring the frequency of that your heart. I mean, it's they're using it in modern, but it's thought of that it's somewhere over here.
Yeah.
And actually, no, they've been using some of this stuff for a very long time, but not really
not to mass healing, okay, we can do this. And the great thing is that I can do this to anyone around the world. That's the magic thing about it. People go, how? My brain can't get around it.
It's because it's just not, again, because we've been taught one way. But I mean, for me, with my background and everything, it just makes 100%, you know, total sense. So for anybody listening, if they've got any, or even if they're just concerned that maybe something's not quite right, what's the process? How do they work with you?
Well, they can go on the site, which is www.puresoulquantumhealing.com. And there's a lot of details on there to go through, like the scans, the Rife machines, the biofeedback. There's quite a bit on there. There's other things in the clinic for people to come into, brainwave entrainment therapy, etc. There's contact boxes on there. So if there's any questions, just ping me a question and I'll get back.
So if somebody did have a specific ailment, right, run me through the process. So they would obviously need to have ideally have a scan first. How long does that
take? The thing is, with the scan takes roughly about 2 to 2.5 hours scanning and then going through it. Now, this is the thing. People have been to see specialists before and been given the all clear. And then on the scan, it's like, hold on a minute, you've got this in the body. You've got this on your lungs. Or this, you've got severe infection in your thyroid. And people go, I've been to the specialist and they've given me all clear. I said, well, you can see on the screen because people in person, they see it on the screen. If anyone's abroad, then we do a Zoom screen share. So they see it live, you see? So we go through it step by step. So therefore we figure out what's wrong. And then we then go on the terrain program. And that's to set the body up for using Rife frequencies.
Right,
okay. So clear all the toxins out, and then we see what program we need. And I've got access to over 60,000 frequencies and program. So it's like name something. You know, I can't name everything on there. It's just there's even stuff for hair loss, turning grey hair back to your original colour. There's fat loss. There's anything you can think of. Thyroid, anything. And
so basically, it's working. It sounds like it's a very holistic program. So you're working with the whole terrain theory of, you know, first figuring out, you know, what's out of balance, what's out of whack, what's it not in the right frequency. Then, you know, clear the muck out first before you start healing, because
this is it. And so many people just go, oh, I'm going juicing, I'm going to do this detox, I'm going to do this. It's like, or focus on what needs to come out of your body. Have you got an excess of mucus in the body? Therefore, you've got to change what you're eating to stop the buildup of mucus, which causes a lot of disease, you know?
What I've seen, that's number one.
Can you imagine a planet that has humans that have superb machines of bodies that roughly twice a year, on its own accord, it clears out the mucus for you. Can you imagine your body?
I can't possibly imagine around
autumn and springtime. Could you just imagine that? And could you imagine psychopaths getting that and twisting it around and calling that something else? No, your body's detoxing. It's clearing the crap out. Allow it. No, I'm going to take some Beecham's powders. No, I'm going to take these and that. Well, they're suppressants.
Yes.
So go therefore, to sleep. The toxins are going to stay in the body and it causes more illness. You need
it just, the whole system just, as you said, just seems to be rigged.
It's rigged. Via the Rockefeller Institute. Yeah.
Well, we could talk. I mean, that has just gone too quickly. We could go off on a tangent here on so many different avenues. But yeah. For me, that is it. That's the whole healing process dealt with. Yeah. And it is very, obviously, very different too. But if there's anybody listening that wants to look at something that's, for you, is alternative, but, you know, now we know that this is how it should have been, how it should have been anyway. This is it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think thank you for your time.
I think so many people are used to paying the NHS and getting things for free.
Yes,
that they don't wish to pay. But if you want to get healed,
but it is what it is. So if it does resonate with you, then please get in touch. So thank you for your time today, Grant.
That's all right.
And to the listeners, I will be back next week with a Coffee with Karen. We'll have to get him back. Bye for now.
Welcome to the Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkling of woo.